Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 11. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Peter, the first chapter. May grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. For in this way there will be richly provided for you an entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The gospel for this past Sunday keeps reappearing, so I feel that I must now follow suit today. Our Lord's disciples were blind to the meaning of our Lord's passion predictions, and yet that blind man by the road saw quite clearly through his blindness. He saw with the eyes of faith, that is, he saw with his ears. He expected precious and very great promises from Jesus, the Son of David. And he received them. So he also received his sight again, and he followed Jesus on to Jerusalem, glorifying and giving thanks to God. Saint Peter today does not want us to be blind, as he was blind that day. He wants us to be strengthened as brethren, since that is the precious and very great promise that was given to him by Jesus in the upper room. Jesus said, "Satan has demanded to have you, Peter, that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." So here today, Christ's apostle writes to us, and he is not ashamed or timid, and he does not want us to be either. In the knowledge of God, even Jesus Christ our Lord, grace and peace are multiplied to us. His divine power is chiefly to show mercy and pity and to sustain us by His own sacrificial love. By the death of Christ, there's an escape made, not only from the corruption of sins, but from the corruption of sinful desires that lead to them. The Lord does not simply ignore our sins. He addresses the root of them and He absolves it. He turns unbelief into faith. He opens eyes to see, even as he speaks his word into a deaf man's ears, and by that is able to open them. God has granted us his precious promises. That means costly promises paid in his own blood. And his very great promises. He's called us to His own glory, nothing less, His own excellence. And He's done it not by holding them out there at a distance and saying, jump, jump, but by putting them to work for us in Christ, granting us what is undeserved, rescuing those who cannot rescue themselves, and bringing us into communion with Him, communion with nothing less than the divine nature. His divine power of undeserved kindness in Christ Jesus has granted us all things. Do you grasp the weight of that? Everything is yours now on account of Christ. To have the Lord's promise is then to have certainty, even if the realization of that promise is yet to come. It's no less certain. No less certain. Unless you believe that the Lord is like one of us, flimsy in His promising, unreliable, untrustworthy. Far from it, Peter would insist as much today. But you know, pressed by Satan, looking at Peter's story, so much like my own, I kind of wonder about what Jesus said. Did Peter's faith not fail when he could not even risk the smallest inconvenience to acknowledge his Master and Lord, much less prison and death like he vowed to do? And yet, dear Christians, look how sturdy, how reliable, how trustworthy our Lord's divine power of mercy is. Because His promises are able to have us back. They're able to bring us through Satan's sieve and out of his hands again, no different than they did for us when they first rescued us from him. Christ's promises are surprisingly strong. Steadfast, in fact. Proving what St. Paul also said to be true. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are faithless, yet he remains faithful, for he will not deny himself. He cannot. For this very reason, dear Christians, let us not be short-sighted. Lent, with all of its disciplines and with its scriptures, will be our corrective lens to open our eyes again now. God grant that it may not be ineffective or unfruitful for us this year. Let us not think that faith is some easy matter. Look, even Christ's apostles were sorely tested. We will learn this and we will delight in Christ all the more in the midst of it if we apply ourselves to be virtuous in our faith. That is, to possess excellence in character and action. And let us not presume that we're so noble in character already, but pursue this excellence with knowledge and with wisdom, the knowledge and wisdom that come from God in His Word. And let us not go and spout our knowledge in the spirit of self-centeredness, but let us speak with self-control and live with self-control, lest this knowledge puff us up. That's no virtue. And let this self-control not just last long enough to put a veneer of piety and false humility over us only. Our Lord Himself is going to warn us about that tomorrow. But let it be steadfast. Let it be long-suffering. Let us be patient. And let that patience and endurance be done in reverence to God, whose sufferings have comprehended all of our own sufferings. And so, in this way, joined to Christ's sufferings, let us be, as Peter was urged to make us, brothers. Brothers who are strengthened and who strengthen one another in and through that suffering, joined to each other since we are in no less than communion with God. Let your faith be active in love. The Lord's promises are not only very precious, as Christ shows us, but they are very great. The immense and the ineffable divine nature of God has made us partakers with Himself in Christ. His promises are great enough to produce much fruit in us also. They are sufficient for life and for godliness. And just as Peter says, for all things. Only some kind of extreme short-sightedness could blind us to that. So I say to you today, Ephatha, that is, be opened and be strong, dear brothers, because all things are yours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.